Blog Talk Radio.
Here comes on the hour.
Let's get lost in a better place. Pick up a bird, travel through time and space. So much to learn, so much to see. A chance to escape reality. Open your mind and your heart. Gain new knowledge, get a fresh new start. They never will bring you there. So let's talk about it. Well, I and on the air.
Good morning, everyone. It's beautiful outside, and it's even more beautiful inside today. And we have a very special show. MJ Network is named for my sister, Marcia Joyce, who we all miss every single day. And the messages today are going to be fantastic because the opening came from Trinity House Entertainment.inc, and guess what? They are here live, and we're going to talk about their new song, Lord, I Love You, well, I Adore You. And you got to listen to this because it's fantastic. So good morning, Rachel and Michael. Hi.
Good morning. We're so excited to be here with you again.
Yes, I would, and I have a funny feeling that there's somebody I know that's listening. Hi there. Yes, they're listening. I don't know who that is. And I am
Hello.
So excited.
Hi.
That's who's listening. You got it. So do you want me to play the song first for everybody to hear it so that we know, or do you want to talk about, we'll talk about how did you create the title of Lord, I Adore You, and what was the inspiration and the messages behind it? Because my final question at the end is going to be very interesting. I just made it up. So how did you decide this? Because the words say everything.
Yes. So first, we're so happy to be here again. We love speaking with you. We love sharing our messages with all of your listeners and everyone who wants to listen. So with Lord, I Adore You, Michael and I, we pray every day, morning, noon, and night. And in our prayers, we ask God for forgiveness for anything we might have said or done during the day. But we also wrap our prayers in thankfulness and gratitude. And that was part of the inspiration for this song, Lord, I Adore You. And so we wanted to talk about thankfulness and gratitude to the Lord, to God, and also just in your life in general. So there's two messages, being thankful and expressing gratitude to others.
I agree, but I found even more than that. And every time I listen to the words, and I like I said, there's an awful lot of people in the Bronx that are listening to this song as we speak because there's so many people that are going through some hard times. So hopefully this works. I'm going to play it right now. I think everybody needs to hear the song, and hopefully my phone is going to love me and a lot. Hopefully I didn't mess this up. Come on, phone.
And there's more we'll share about the song after, you know. There's a bunch of different messages in there.
I know. Here we go. And hopefully it's going to play. Come on, computer. Come on, phone. Lord, I Adore You, featuring Rachel and Michael. It's starting from the middle, but...
Choice I had, the decision was made.
Is so beautiful, and every time I listen to it, I have tears in my eyes. It's so beautiful, and it's you. I just got your text. I know. How did you choose the captions, and the lyrics, and the videos? Because the videos are perfect. I mean, it couldn't have been any better.
Well, we had so many messages wrapped up in the song. You know, we wanted to express the people to be thankful for the things that they have in their life, because there are so many people that don't have. We also want people to understand that we feel that everything is a gift from God, and there's no such thing as a self-made man, that, you know, God allows you to have people in your life to get you to where you're at, allow certain things to happen in your life to get you to where you're at. So we think that everything is a gift from God, you know, to get you to where you are in your life. And
you still have to work. You still have to be putting the work in, but God is assisting you and guiding you. So, for example, oh, can you hear us okay?
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Okay. Because I think there might be some breathing. Okay. You can hear that? No. Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
We talked about being thankful, and the main message in the song that to get in touch with this emotion is that if you remember the last time that you just narrowly avoided a bad consequence, or you braked just in time before avoiding a car accident, or you got an all clear to a medical report, that there's that rush of adrenaline, and then you say, thank God. Even if you're not religious, you have this immediate clear sense of how fortunate you are to have not gotten into that crash, or not to have that disease. And then you realize how fragile being alive is. And so then you start to realize in that moment all the things that you usually think are necessary to feel fulfilled, like power, wealth, that's just, you know, bonus. And you start to think about your loved ones and your relationships. And that's what we wanted to focus on in this song, is to bring you back to the things that are the most important and to be grateful for that, because, you know, stats show that 15% of people regularly express gratitude at all. So what would be great if you're the exception to this and you start to make others around you feel good. It even makes yourself feel good. You know, God built our bodies to have happiness when we give happiness to other people.
I think another focus on the song is it reminds me of Footprints in the Sand, you know, when the story about when you're walking on the beach and you say, Lord, you know, every time there was a problem in my life, there was only one set of footprints. And he said, that's when I was carrying you. And I think that's part of the song is, you know, he's always there for us. So, you know, even in the hard times, and we have to understand that he never turns his back. You know, he's always there for us. It's that sometimes we challenge that because of something bad that happens in our lives. But when you start to see that he was there, that there were things that could have been worse or things that could have happened worse, and you start to be thankful for the fact that you did get through it and understand that he was there to help you and carry you through it, you know, that appreciation as well is very important.
I agree with you. It's unfortunately, most people don't see it that way, and they don't appreciate the fact that good things. I know when I was teaching in my school, one of the teachers taught the kids a lesson too, and everybody thought that he was off base, but I still do it today. He always said, say something nice to somebody or say something that you like about somebody before you walk in my room, or say something nice to everybody. And I think that is so special, because I'll walk in the hall and say to somebody, you look really nice, or to one of the little kids, how'd you do in school today? Seriously. It's so important to be positive in this world. I don't know why they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
when you created go on, Michael.
No, go ahead.
So when you created the messages for this song and you determined the words say everything, how did you create the pictures that the captions that matched each one? Because they're perfect. How did you determine mm-hmm. that? How did you find that? Because that says it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say, we feel so guided by God and all the things that we do with this music and even the graphics. We're looking online trying to find places that had short video clips that we could use. And we wanted to get ones that, you know, didn't have copyright, that we could use, you know, without having any issues. And we found a site that had all that. And we started to look through the site. And as we got to each part of the song, we tried to find, you know, a piece of video or a picture that really related strongly to that part of the song, and spent a lot of time just going through each section of the song and matching up the video that goes along with it to, you know, to try to express, you know, that certain part of the song with the video.
Mm-hmm. And different stages of your life. So from when you're born to, you know, parents, couples, when you're near the end stages of your life, we wanted to make sure that it would resonate with all ages, all types of scenarios that you might be going through, and then hopefully the words would touch your heart.
I think the wheelchair scene says a lot. When that man lifted her up, when she was weak and made her strong and made her realize, I don't think enough people realize that at every stage of your life, you know you're going to be weak, but at every stage of your life you can be strong too. And everybody needs to know that. And that's the sad part, is that they judge people by how you look, your age, and they think that, you know, if you're over 20, you're feeble, you can't do anything anymore. And that's what's scary. So how would you say that, I mean, this songs, and of course my favorite one is You're Gonna Make It, and we'll work it out. Those, I love the words to all of those songs. But how would you teach these qualities to young adults and children and adults? How do you change their mindset and get them to realize that the message that you're sending is so very important and everybody needs to embrace it?
Good question.
I think it's important that they not only just listen to the messages in the song, but find out a little bit about who they're about and where they came from. And you know, if you're truly seeking out peace in your life and seeking out something to change your life, then hopefully these songs will bring you to God and, you know, get you wanting to get closer to Him and know more about Him, because without Him, we wouldn't be where we're at today with our music or anything that we're doing. And, you know, we're hoping that these songs, that the messages in those songs help these people to want to have this feeling that they're getting from the song more often. And hopefully it'll change their thought process in the process and you know, mm-hmm. by listening to them. You know, there's so many different messages and, you know, about spreading love and thankfulness and you know, we just hope that it changes people's hearts to the point where they start to seek God out and start to try to find a peacefulness to their life.
Mm-hmm. Or even try to treat each other nicer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like a muscle that you have to build and you have mm-hmm. to test it out. So like you were saying, your teacher had you saying to other people around you compliments, nice things. And mm-hmm. You have to try it out. You have to test it out. So if you're not feeling good, if you're feeling down and nobody is trying to help you to feel better, you can come to our site and our music will express those words to you that will tell you that everything is going to be okay. Or it'll at least make you feel like you're not alone in the feelings that you're going through.
I agree with this. When I feel tired I listen to You're Going to Make It or He's Going to Work It Out or I listen to this song, I say, you know what? It's going to be fine. Everything is just going to work out. Maybe it'll just take time, but you're right. It's so true.
Another big message we hope to get out to people is our society feels that kindness is a weakness, that if you show kindness, mm-hmm. it means you're weak or you're a chump or whatever. And, you know, that is so far from the truth, because it's much harder to be kind in this world than it is to be mean. Mm-hmm. You know, being mean is kind of a cop-out, because it's easy to treat people rude or to be mean to people or to talk behind people's back. That's really easy. To be kind to someone, especially someone that's showing anger or hate towards you, is much harder. So it takes much more strength to show kindness than it does to show hatefulness.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. But how do you forgive somebody? That's the hardest thing. I mean, I know from people, I listen to them, and I don't answer a lot of times because I don't. How do you show forgiveness for someone that's done something to hurt you? Well, how do you show patience and try to explain to them that, you know, life is, you know, comes around, and what if you need to learn to be forgive when somebody does something. How do you forgive somebody that hurt you?
Well, God's my creator, and if He can forgive me as a sinner for things I've done, uh-huh. who am I to not forgive someone else? You know, no one on this earth has my salvation in their hand. Only God does. So if I'm holding a grudge against someone on this earth and it's going to keep me from being with God, that makes me a fool. So I have to put in my heart to be forgiving to other people, because those people don't hold my salvation in their hand. God does. And so I want to be forgiving, even if it's someone that did something that, you know, unimaginable. I have to try to be forgiving in my heart, because then I'm letting that person hold my salvation. Because if I am unforgiving, then why should God be forgiving to me? Because I'm using my judgment to condemn someone, and I'm not God.
No, I agree with you. But yeah, you have some other songs. Of course, my favorite song is, how did you create the song You're Going to Make It? Because, you know, just when you feel like nothing's going to happen and everybody's down and you feel like you're just going to drown, you listen to that song and you realize you're going to be okay. How did you come mm-hmm. up with the words to that song? I told you that's my favorite one.
That was actually the very first song that, thank you. It was actually the very first song that Michael and I wrote and together. And when we were talking on the phone, he said, I have some chords I want you to hear. And he started playing these chords. And I said, oh, my gosh. I said, I have a song that I was writing for those exact chords. And we knew something special was there, because we said, how could we be writing the same song when we didn't even know one another yet? So we came together and we started to talk mm-hmm. about, it just felt like a positive, uplifting the song, the music itself. So mm-hmm. the words came with the chords. Truly.
I think God uses things in our lives as well to inspire us to come up with some of the words. You know, because everybody has things happen in their lives and it, you know, it's taxing on them, but they get through them. And then mm-hmm. when you realize that God brought you through whatever the situation is, then there's this thankfulness in your heart for it. And I think that's, you know, different things that have happened in our lives, separate or together, you know, it brings some of the meaning or feeling to the songs. Mm-hmm. And then God kind of fills in the rest when we pray.
Yes. And we think about when we write the lyrics, we think about it as a conversation. So we think mm-hmm. about the beginning of the song is us having a conversation with a stranger. You don't go right up to them and say, hey, you're going to make it, and not even introduce yourself. You talk to them. You say, hi, how are you? And how are you feeling today? And, you know, so every song, when you listen, you'll hear the beginning of a conversation that we're expressing or explaining a story. And then as you're listening further into the song, there's coming up to that climax, that point that we're trying to make, or that message that we want to share, the hope that we want to give you. And then when you get to the chorus, it should feel that aha moment of, oh, that's what you're talking about. And then mm-hmm. you wonder, well, how can I apply that to my life? And so then as you go further into the song, we try to express at least our suggestions for how you can do that. And, you know, there's also a bridge piece in some of our music that usually has a different melody to it, that it talks about if you want to stop, or if you're feeling like this isn't true or real. We understand that. We've been through that too. But don't let that stop you. Don't let other people's thoughts, the world's expectations of you, stop you. It's all up to you inside. And we know these sound cliche, but the reason that you hear it all the time is because it's scientifically proven and physically proven to have succeeded and worked for people who don't let others get in their way, and who think about their own confidence inside and how they can succeed, and they can do good in this world.
I agree with you, because there are so many people in this world, that I hear them in the street sometimes, that say, oh, you don't know how to do anything, or they put people down, and I can't stand that. So do you want to sing it, or should I play it? Because it's on my phone.
Oh, my gosh. Please play it. That would be great.
Here we go.
We'd love people to hear it. Okay.
Hopefully my phone will like it, too. Okay, phone. Don't let me down now. That's my problem. My phone doesn't love me today. Okay, here we go. I think it's love that song. It's my favorite.
Yeah,
no
you're going to make it.
Yeah. You're going to make it, and don't let anybody put you down. But there's another part of you guys that is really interesting that I've been reading, and that is your breakfast blog. And one of the sayings that I think is fantastic, because this just proves I read everything, small steps make a huge difference. You can start today. Enough is enough. Tell us about your breakfast blog and how you decide what you're going to talk about. Because you know what? That first one, small steps can make a huge difference, and you can start every day today, and it's fantastic. How do you decide what you're going to talk about in your breakfast blog? And people should read it because it's very inspirational.
Yeah. Actually, it's funny. I'm looking at a sticky note I have about from topics we talk about every day. I have a sticky note of maybe 7 more blogs that we're ready to write. Based on conversations we have throughout the day now. It used to be when we were having breakfast, when we start our day. We might have to change the name of our blog now. It's just
daily blog.
Yeah, daily blog. It's epiphanies that we come across. And sometimes it has to do with the Instagram messages that we send out. So, for example, there's one that we sent out about being a chess piece, a pawn, mm-hmm. and that with God mm-hmm. you can be actually the queen in the chess piece. The queen in chess can do any move and do anything. So is that right? I don't play chess very well. Okay. So that's another topic we're going to talk about. We're going to expand on that. What does that mean? So the one that you mentioned, small steps make a difference, is probably part of the foundation of a lot of our songs. This can apply to anything in your life, whether you want to become an athlete. You know, from doing sports and doing exercise and training, you have to start with the smaller weights and build yourself up to those larger weights. It's the same thing with your emotional muscle, with your spiritual muscle, and with learning the Word of God. You start small, and then you become to want to do more and more. And that's with anything, with giving to others. When you just say, like you had said, in the hallway, you smile, you say hello to somebody, you see how mm-hmm. it affects them, you say, that's a nice outfit, you see how nice they are back to you, it actually feels good, and then you want to do more. You want to volunteer, you want to give back to community, because you realize how that it's selfish, it feels good to you.
Well, being transparent, you know, I'm trying to lose weight and been struggling with losing weight. But taking a step each day to do something to help that to happen, you know, you lose a pound here and a pound there. And at first, you may not think it's a big deal because, oh, wow, I lost 2 pounds in, you know, a week, or I lost a pound in, you know. But when you start adding it up, eventually it's 40 pounds, it's 41 pounds. And then, you know, so it starts making a huge difference in your life because, you know, it adds up. And that happens with anything, including your faith. You know, when you take small steps, it adds up. Each little step you take to improve it adds quality to your life.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you because I just lost those 40 pounds within the last year and a half.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yes, it took forever. But you know what? You're right. Those first 5 pounds, I don't eat any cake or candy or ice cream or anything ever. And you know what? It's okay. And the people in the bakery near me, they have such kindness in their hearts that they make me cupcakes with no sugar and no milk and no butter.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
that's
awesome.
It's so nice.
And it takes me about 3 days to eat one because they're huge. But I'm looking at your breakfast blog. I have everything on my phone. And it says, we are awareness, belief, interest, faith, desire, purpose, action, living it, advocacy, sharing it. And those are the steps you say in your breakfast blog. You see, I have everything wired up here. So which one would you say, they're all important, but which one would you say most people need to share from the start? And, of course, the strength in God, that is important.
Well, I think desire and purpose, because, you know, mm-hmm. you can have awareness and belief, and you can have an interest in your faith, but mm-hmm. if you don't have a desire or feel a purpose in your life, that gets very mm-hmm. difficult to want to do anything.
Mm. And some people don't know what that is. I think that's hard. You know,
yeah.
A lot of times, let's say you're graduating college and you're going on job interviews. Sometimes they used to ask, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And a lot of times you have no idea. And then you go home and you think, what am I going to do with my life? What is my purpose? Where am I? And you become lost. And so how can you find out what your purpose is? So we say, you know, think about the things that you enjoy doing in your life. The things that come easy to you are usually your gift or God-given gifts. And you have a desire in your heart to do certain things, whether it's teaching, helping other people, even music for us, that's what it was. And then you figure out how can you apply that to your life and make it work for you so that you can have a healthy, peaceful, joyful life. It's not easy. It takes time.
I think God created a path for every one of us and gave us gifts and talents to make it down that path. And
yes.
He gave us those gifts and talents to help others in one way or another, whether it's using music, whether it's using poetry, whether it's even doctors, even, you know, the medical field, anything, you know, that you can help people or, you know, where you can change their quality of life is a God-given talent that if you follow that path and use it in that way, I think that you bless other people with that talent that you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree with you. You know, it was funny. I was walking down the street when I was just a big 18 years old just yesterday, and I happened to bump into my third grade teacher, and she said, "Where are you going?" And I said, "I'm about to go on my very first interview for teaching because I just graduated." And she said, "No, you're going to go there, but you're coming to me because you're hired." I go, "I am?" She said,
"Wow.
You're an excellent." I was like, "Are you seriously want me there to, you know, be there every day?" And she said, "You just come to the school tomorrow, and don't worry, you're going to get hired." And yeah,
that's,
I was
that's
like,
amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yes,
it was amazing.
It was meant to
and
happen.
They offered me the job at the other school as the music director because I majored in music, and I said, "No, that's not what I really want to do." So what did they do? They gave me the toughest sixth grade class in the whole school ever. They gave me every student that was a discipline problem, and it took me, I didn't think I was going to make this, for like the first 3 weeks, and then I said, "You know what? You're in charge. Wait a minute. You might be 5 feet tall and little, but you're going to show what happens when you are 5 feet tall, strong, and you're going to take over." They never knew what hit them, but I must have done a good job because students from my very first class still tag me on Facebook. And I'm in touch with a whole bunch of them. So yeah, you know, you just never know how what's going to make a difference. Now the other thing that you guys do is tell us about your magazine coverage and the events that you have, and then we're going to talk about what's coming up next because I want to know what you're writing next because I got to have it first.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, this is a good story because it teaches about reaching out to people. when we started our social media, I was reaching out to radio stations. I was reaching out to magazine, Christian magazine companies and a lot of different people. And I happened to reach out to Kelly Lee, who owns hashtag Music Lovers magazine. And she, I was just asking, "Do you happen to play Christian, you know, new Christian music on your radio station?" And how would I go about, you know, being a part of that? And so she asked me what song we had out that she could listen to. So she happened to listen It's Never Too Late. And she really liked the song. So she asked if we could fill out some paperwork. And she would not only put us on her radio, but in her magazine. And we were like, "Oh, okay, cool." You know, we're like, you know, whatever, sounds great. You know, so we filled out the paperwork and we got our first magazine, I believe it's the October issue. And, you know, So we started looking into the magazine and we found out how many people were actually reaching because it's over 2 million subscribers. And she's got a lot of people that listen to her radio broadcast as well. And she plays Christian, you know, songs on the radio. And she supports new Christian artists, which is nice because it saves you from having to get involved in the secular industry, which is sometimes really hard because then it limits you on what you can say and where you can play and everything else, depending on who you sign with. So
she comes from that.
It was just such a blessing to get a hold of Kelly and have the support and help that she's given us. We've been in 5 of her magazines now. She's got 3 of our songs being played on her radio station every day.
5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. on a hashtag Music Lovers Radio.
And she supports us by posting on our social media pretty much every day. She supports us by posting links, or if we have messages that we put out on our social media, she'll repost our messages, and she's been very supportive of us. And so we wish her so many blessings for the blessings she's bestowed upon us.
That is fantastic. But I am going to be doing, I hope, in June, another edition either in June or in August of MJ Magazine. The magazine, of course, is named after my sister, who got me started on all of this. And I publish just about anything that's nice. I won't publish anything that's pornographic or erotica or anything like that. But I would publish your songs or your messages, and I would publish the pictures and anything else that you want to put in there. I publish poems. We publish short stories. We publish only things that are positive in this magazine. The last one that came out in January was book reviews and articles by kids of all ages.
That's great.
That's pretty, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was. It's fantastic because a lot of people are reading it and a lot of people are buying it. And I got really excited the other day because you were reading my Bertha and Tilly stories. And
I love it. Oh, my gosh. I have to say, I couldn't put it down. I love the way you write, and I couldn't put the book down. It made me laugh. It made me cry. It was wonderful.
I'm so glad because I gave it to the little girl in the bakery, and she's reading it. She says, I didn't know you had a sister. She says, I didn't know you did some of the things you did. I said, don't even say anything. I know I did them all. Especially the things
my
father.
Just between you and me, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. I couldn't make this up if I tried, yeah. And I was the biggest
club. So many good life lessons. You know, there's beautiful life lessons in there that are real about how people are in real life and what happens when somebody good steps in to help, when kind words are said, and how it changes people's lives. And, you know, the choices that we make, the friends that we hang out with, it does impact your life, you know.
Well, I wrote the second one was Bertha Fights Back, and that's about some of the true incidents that happened in schools. So if you, you know, listen to the schools today when they're on the Parkland, where my niece Katie was involved in that, her school was locked down. I actually text her every morning to make sure she's okay. She doesn't know why. I just do it. I just tell her I love her and have a great day. But I wrote Bertha Fights Back because people need to understand that there are different people in the world, and that's the other message that I got from this, from your songs too. People don't realize that everyone is not the same color. Everyone is not the same race. Everyone is different. And I saw an expression on Pinterest the other day, and it said, because we're different, that's what makes us special. And message needs to be gotten through. How do you make that people realize that just because you're a different race, different color, different religion, so what? Everybody deserves the same. How do you get that across to people?
Well, it's interesting that you say that because we are writing a song that is going to talk about that exact message. We can't tell you what it's about, what the name of it is yet, because we're literally in the middle of writing it, but it has to do with the fact that it doesn't matter what religion you are, that, you know, we are all one family. We're all brothers and sisters. And it's, you know, there's going to be some people that just hear what I just said and say and think automatically, yeah, right, okay, whatever. But, you know, when you go through life and you start to realize that every human being wants the same things, the foundational things, which are peace, love, happiness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have an Instagram message that's out there that says, if you were all created from me, this is God saying, if you were all created from me, then you are all my children. If you are all my children, then you are all family. So why do you show each other anger, disdain, jealousy, envy, and even hate? Stop and take a moment to truly understand this and love each other as the family that you are. Now, there's messages out there that people are starting to talk about more now that we have social media. It's amplified about the uniqueness that we have. You know, they're trying to show more diversity in magazines when they're doing advertisements, and that's important. That's good. But we hope that people actually are living it and not just doing it because it's acceptable today, that you actually believe it in your heart, that you don't do this for your job and then go home and think differently. And, you know, it's a cultural change, and we hope that our music can be at least plant a seed in your heart to think about things a little differently and say, why do I think that way? And maybe I shouldn't think that way anymore.
One thing that in our society, you know, it becomes easy to become a sheep and follow the leader. And if that leader happens to be someone that's being mean, or someone that has, you know, an agenda that's not a good agenda, or someone that's, you know, feels that you have to be rich or pretty or anything, and that happens to be the person that you're following, then that's where the crowd goes, you know. And unfortunately, because of our news and the portrayal of movie stars and music stars and all these other people and their lifestyles and how that's what it's supposed to be like, you know, you're supposed to be rich and you're supposed to have all these things, mm-hmm. and you're supposed to act a certain way and look a certain way, mm-hmm. and when people fall for that, they really lose sight of who they really are, because you become a fake representation of one of these people instead of yourself. Mm. I'd rather be myself, because I'd rather be unique than be a representation or a duplicate of someone else. Mm. You know, but a lot of people do that. They fall for it and they start to follow everybody like sheep. And, you know, the message is, stop being sheep, you know, be yourself, be unique, be different, you know, and stand out and be a leader in that. Because you know what, when you're a leader, then those sheep will start following you in that positive way instead of following someone in a negative way.
Yeah. I agree with you. You know, it's funny. I was walking on the street the other day, because I am different, let me tell you. And seriously. And this young girl looked at me and she said, your hair is fantastic. And she said, I have blue and red and purple and orange and green streaks with my blonde hair. Seriously, I do. And she said, and your glasses match too. And then I was in this store, and this young man that had Down syndrome was looking at me, and I said, how come I got this handsome guy to think I'm cute? And he was talking to me. And the father was so touched that I said something. I said, well, it's not every day you get a 20-year-old to think I'm cute. But before, I was so like, yeah, I thought it was so cool. But before I forget, Tuesday, author R.G. Belsky will be here with Below the Fold. On the 16th, the author of One Small Sacrifice, Hillary Davidson. On the 21st, I am totally honored, the king of criminal minds is going to be here, D.P. Lyle, with Sunshine State. And nothing like closing the month of May, because I'm only doing a couple in May, on the 28th with one of my favorite people in the universe, John Land, and he's writing the new Murder, She Wrote. He's writing Jessica Fletcher, Murder in Red. So if you haven't read those, let me tell you, those are some of the greatest books that I've read just in the last couple of weeks, seriously. But there are several words that, you know, you have that stopwatch on the video for Lord, I Adore You. That's what really gets you. So you have something that I think people need. First of all, when anybody looks at me and says I look different, and when I go, I answer them. There's a song that was on The Voice, and it's called This Is Me. And everybody, this is me. This is the way I am. I am who I am, and that's just the way it is. The words are integrity, courage, patience, forgiveness, love, open your arms. You're not weak when you're strong. How did you decide on including integrity? Because I think people need to hear it and learn it, especially the people in the news today that don't have any.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your integrity is who you are, know. And if people find out that you don't have integrity and you're not who you say you are, you're not real. you know, if you're just going with the masses and you're not following by fact or by truth, then you lose your integrity, and that's not a good thing, because, you know, people look at it as a business standpoint, but it's a life standpoint, because if you have no integrity in your life, then who do you have for friends? Mm-hmm. A bunch of fake people, because mm-hmm. those are the people that are going to connect themselves to you, because, you know, anybody that has integrity is not going to be around people that don't, you know.
And that ties into, so the picture before that says time for courage, because it takes mm-hmm. courage to have integrity. It takes courage mm-hmm. to stand up. So, you know, I had a situation early on in my career where my boss wasn't doing the right thing, but I didn't have mm-hmm. the courage to stand up and stop it. And now in my life I do, because it affects other people. You have to be able mm-hmm. to stand up and help. So, you know, every choice we make affects something or someone. And so we try to think, make them through prayer and through peace, and think about how can this affect other people, and through love. So stand up for those people who need the help, and that takes courage, mm-hmm. that takes integrity. And these are the words that we try to use in our music that kind of give you a jolt and make you think, okay, if other people are saying this, that means they've done it, which means I can do it too.
I agree with you. You know, it's funny. Somebody came over to me in the elevator a while ago, and they said, I know that you know about Medicare for course of your mom, and I gave her a number, and that number changed her life and helped somebody. Mm. You just don't know. I mean, and yet what we just said is so important, because people don't listen. Even kids, I'm going to do this. Do you think about the consequences? Do you think about what it's going to do to somebody else? That's what's really upsetting, that you have to think before you do, because is this gonna hurt someone? Is it gonna hurt me? What are the consequences that someone's gonna pay for my actions? And then if you're gonna show consequences, then don't do it. How do you get
that
across?
And you know what? You don't have to worry. It's not like, oh my gosh, I can't say or do anything. If you come from a place of love, then no matter what you say, it will help somebody, because you're coming from a place of love and peace. You know,
I have your vision on here, your mission. Do you want to talk about your mission and what you do, and which is on the about part of it? Because I think people need to know more about your mission and how you arrange your songs and how you get things together. And Michael's picture's there and Rachel's picture's there. They're so pretty.
Don't be scared.
Our vision is to bring God's message of love to the world. And our mission is that through God's love, we hope to bring people closer to an understanding that everybody can lead a peaceful, loving, fulfilled life by living in God's will and keeping their faith in Him. And, you know, we want to help other people who may not be getting the support that they need through we want to help other artists, other musicians, that are focusing on God that might not be getting the support they need in the secular industry. So we can come together and share these messages and help people in the world.
Yeah, I mean, if there's any artists in New York that that play an instrument or write music or sing that are trying to figure out how to get out there without, you know, signing their life away to someone in the industry,
mm-hmm.
or even people have been taken advantage of, because we've been through that ourselves with, you know, certain things, including music, that, you know, we're here. You can contact us on our website.
Yep, we're looking for a violinist, bass player, drummer, a chorus,
backup,
yeah.
But I mean, you know, if you're trying to get together with a Christian band, and, you know, we're looking for like-minded people that want to get a positive message through God out there. There's enough negative on, whether it's on TV, whether it's on the radio, and we want to try to get more positive out there. And we're hoping that it catches on and it spreads, because the way society is right now, we really need it. You know, we need to have that positive message to start bringing people together and open their eyes up to misunderstanding of who our society is.
Mm-hmm.
There's these lies being spread about, you know, that are segregating us as a society, and people have to understand that that's exactly what it is lies. And that,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you segregate society, there's no power.
Yeah.
You know, so if you keep people segregated, then there's no coming together, and there's no power as a society as one. And that's what people have to understand. Why would you do that? There's got to be some underlying reason to segregate our society.
Mm-hmm.
So if people come to that realization and start to come together and see the strength that they have in numbers, maybe it can change our society to a better, yeah.
And it's a little part of the message of our upcoming fog. So, but eventually we want to turn Trinity House Entertainment Inc. into a label. And
mm-hmm.
we're starting with music. We are going to go into movies as well, movie scripts, books. So, you know, all of it is platforms to share this message, to share and to be able to share it with more people and allow other artists to share the message too.
You have to listen to my show now that you mentioned movies and scripts and stuff. I'm doing a show, it's called Hollywood and the Author, on June 17th with some very big people. And it's interesting and enlightening. Some of them were able to get their books out there, and some of them had experiences that were nightmares. One author, mm-hmm. in order to get his character back, had to pay almost $3 million to Paramount Studios because they stole the rights. One author had to sue Hollywood. It's going to be very interesting. Tess Gerrinson, Lawrence Block, Stephen J. Shapiro, who's the one that created the book, Lee Goldberg, and Alan Jacobson are going to all take center stage with that particular day. They asked me to moderate the show. I'm just going to ask mm-hmm. the questions, and they're going to fill in the information. It's interesting. So do you want me to play
yeah.
one more song, or do you want to sing one live? Up to you.
Probably play, because we don't have instruments around it.
Okay,
by.
Here we go. Okay,
okay,
this is my other favorite
next
song.
Next time we can play live.
Yeah.
The next time we'll play live.
Okay, I'm hoping my phone will play this for me, because otherwise I'm going to give it a timeout today. Okay, I'm trying to play. There it is.
Just talk kindly to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is my other song, people.
Okay,
this is
it.
You believe, you'll start to see.
Well, I have to tell everybody before we go, this is the truth, that I start every morning with one of your songs. No, I'm serious.
Oh, that is great. Thank you.
I do. It starts my day off, and I get to feel no matter what's going to happen, I'm going to do that. I'll be fine. And I don't want to say why. Everybody knows that everybody's been through tough times, but this has been so much fun. I love having you guys on my show.
Oh,
we love being here.
I love it, and I can't wait for the next one. I can't wait for the next song, and I really think that educators and clergymen and support groups and discussion groups, they need to teach kids all the messages that you're getting. And I have to say that my niece Katie Rose is taking leadership and stuff like that, and she follows these rules every single day in school and in her life, and she makes me proud because she's just so like me in every way. Yeah, and Jenny is too. Yeah, they are. They're great. But I am so glad that you guys came on my show. And everybody, it's a beautiful day outside. And when you're walking in the street and if you see somebody, just say good morning. Just say hi. Just say thank you. I know I'm going to go over to the bakery and get my cupcakes. And I'm going to give you all a big hug. Because she called me this morning at 7 o'clock and said, do you want your cupcakes to make your day brighter? And I said, I just thought that was just like the nicest thing in the world to do for me because they know that there's so little that Fran could eat. So I'm going to go over and give her a big hug, and I'm going to give her, this is exciting news. I signed a contract for my new book. My new book is coming out.
Congratulations.
Yes, hopefully sooner than July 1st. It's called Silent Voices. It's scary. It teaches lessons like my children's books do. If somebody did something wrong, they're behind the stone and they're telling what they did wrong and they should not have done wrong. And if somebody else is behind the stone and somebody did something to them, how they got there. So it's a little supernatural. Yeah, it's different. I am going to write another Bertha and Tilly. And it should
good.
Be, yeah, my sister and I used to go to Coney Island, and Fran can't sing, but Marcia could. And we used to sing in the booth and make the songs, and she would sing the songs, and I would go, la, 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 blah, blah, blah. And my father would make us do it over because he wanted a perfect record. And, yeah, and we had a good time doing this. So that's going to be our Coney Island songs and some of the other stuff. Of course, visiting people in Coney Island was another couple of stories that we're going to have. So I want to thank you and Michael so much, very much.
Oh,
I
want
to thank the
listeners.
I want to thank the listeners, and I want to thank Marcia Casper-Cook from A Good Story is a Good Story. She's been listening the whole time, too, and thought this show was fantastic and relaxing. So, everybody, have a great day. Start your day off with Trinity House Entertainment, Inc. And that beautiful song that starts my show, they wrote it, and I'm so lucky. Have a great day, everybody, and bye.
Have a great day.
God
bless everyone.